More now on that ash plume affecting Europe. Icelandic scientists have confirmed the eruption and ash cloud have grown bigger again. NPR's Joe Palka is in Reykjavik, and he's on the line with us now. And Joe, what is the situation at the volcano right now?
Well, it's dark. That's one thing. The ash cloud has apparently gotten bigger in the sense that it has been below about 3,000 feet, and now it's gone above 10,000 feet. And for the last few hours, maybe even going into yesterday, the tremors, these are the the tiny little seismic activities, the shaking, I guess you'd call it, of the Earth has been increasing, and that still seems to be higher than it was earlier. So that's the situation at the moment.
Now, you reported earlier today that the ash had actually diminished. So how long did that slowdown last?
Well, the ash cloud, according to the scientists here, the nature of the eruption changed about 8 o'clock Sunday morning when the cloud definitely got smaller. The amount of material that was being spewed out definitely became a lot less. But these tremors started increasing, and they weren't sure what to make of that. Apparently, it does mean that something is strengthening a little bit, but how long, it's not known.
How do the scientists in Iceland actually track what the volcano is doing?
They have a variety of measures. First of all, they're making a lot of use of satellite photos. They've also been using the Coast Guard here, which has something called a synthetic aperture radar. And by shining that or pointing that toward the top of the volcano, they can actually see through the plume to what's happening at the place where the volcano is actually erupting. Then they also have ground-based stations, which are measuring not only the seismic activity, but how much the Earth is moving. You know, the Earth actually moves a few inches. When, for example, magma begins to fill in under a volcano, the Earth balloons out a bit. Mm-hmm. And then when the magma gets spit out, the Earth contracts, as it were. So the position is changing. And finally, they're taking samples in the ash cloud because that tells them something about the chemistry of what's making up this volcanic activity. And from the nature, the chemistry of the ash, they can tell things about how deep it's coming from and what kinds of material it's been passing through and maybe something about what's going to be happening in the future.
Well, given all of this monitoring and given the advanced state of science about volcanoes, why does it seem to be so difficult to predict what will happen next?
Well, I think it's because the state of the art is not that advanced. I mean, clearly there have been enormous strides in understanding how volcanoes work, but there is a certain amount. I mean, I sat in a room this afternoon when everybody nodded their heads sagely and said, yes, it seems like things are slowing down, and somebody said, oh, no, it's not. I'm predicting it's going to speed up again, and the worst is yet to come. So I think the science is just at a point where it doesn't give definitive answers, and it's going to take a little while with models and senses and sensor making measurements and what have you to sort all these things out.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Robert.
It's NPR's Joe Palka reporting from Reykjavik, Iceland.